Welcome back to The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. Well, the Wasatch Citizen Series is a cross-country race series that's likely the longest-running race series in Utah, if not the entire world. I'm just putting it out there. It started in 1979, and it kicks off this weekend with a fun relay, the Tuna White Pine Relay, and then it starts the race series later on this month. Joining us now in the studio to preview this premier cross-country race series is its longtime director, Dave Hanscom. Good morning, Dave. Great to have you.
Good morning. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to let people know what's coming.
One of the greatest things about living in Park City is you run into people all the time. And I ran into you a few days ago out in Round Valley. We were both skiing. He actually skied a couple kilometers with me. I was so honored. And you reminded me that this weekend, this Saturday, is the 3x5 or 5x3, however you call it, relay. Tell us about it.
Okay, so it's a fun relay. It's three people on each team. Each ski 5 kilometers, except the little kids. They can just do 2 if they want. First leg of the relay is classic technique. The next 2 are free technique, so you can skate if you please. It's a handicapped event, and which means it's like golf. Everybody has a handicap. So after the race is over, we subtract your handicaps from each individual's time and figure out who really won. So it's not the first person to cross the line or the first team. Fastest team time-wise, it's after the handicaps are done. The person who comes out ahead is often a surprise.
There's strategy to this, and it's the one time you'll find really good skiers looking for absolute, people who have never raced and yet who are pretty fit and who can make
it around. It's people who have been in the race before, but who are improving.
Oh.
So it's like golf. You play golf the first time in the first tournament, you get a big handicap. And then 6 weeks later, you've practiced and you're doing a lot better and your handicap is way bigger than your ability. And so you get a lot more subtracted from your score. So it's the kids. You want to get the kids on your team.
There we go.
Because they are getting so much better every year. And we have one race a year. So their handicap is from last year, which is not representative of how fast they're going this year.
I love it. Well, my teammates obviously don't understand the handicapping methodology because I got an invite early in the week and a heads up that I would be on a team, and that just makes no sense whatsoever.
So. And that's what happens to me. You know, as I get older, I get slower, and my handicap is always lagging behind, but in the wrong direction.
And Dave, you called it a fun relay, and I was going to challenge you on who determines that it's a fun relay, but I'm assuming this handicapping is what makes it the fun part.
Yeah, exactly. And the kids love it because they beat all the adults, and they think that's wonderful.
Yeah, because basically anytime you go out and do 5K as hard as you can, right about 3K, it's not feeling
that
much fun.
This early in the year, you're right. Not so much, but.
So the Wasatch Citizen Series, as I said, has been around since 1979.
Right.
How
and
long
relays,
have you been?
The relays, by the way, have been around since 83. I just checked this morning.
Okay.
That was the first one. And it was started by the White Pine guys, Steve Erickson and Jim Miller. And it's been going, you know, every year, except recent years, we've had to cancel 5 or 6 times in the last 10 or 15 years because of, well, can I say global warming? I guess I can in Park City.
Yeah, you can. Well, and I've heard, I know someone who's just about to achieve her 100th race, and that means that at about 5 races per season, she's been doing all of them for 20 years.
So the Wasatch Citizen Series, we have a Centurion Award. So if you ski 100 races, you get the award.
That's
and
great.
Yes, there are a couple of women that are probably going to get there this year. They have just 2 more to go.
Oh,
is
wow.
there anybody who's already made it? Or will
oh
these
yeah,
be the
there are
oh,
many.
Yeah?
Yeah, the record is Rich Groth has 170 or something. he's been skiing the relay or the series since it started.
I saw him tuning up yesterday. He was out there.
It's so much fun. And you get about 200, 250 people at each of these races. So it's a big deal. You have great prizes. Talk about the series itself, which starts with the first race.
It's a week from Saturday, correct?
Okay.
And hopefully it's Alder Hollow, although their snowmaking has just begun, I understand. And so we'll see where it ends up. It may end up at White Pine. But anyway, it's a five-race series. Two races are classic. Three are free or skate. We have lots of good sponsors and good prizes. We accumulate points over the course of the year in every age group. We have, I think, 40 different categories of age group, ability level. We also have sit skiers. We put the university guys in their own category so they don't compete against the people in age group races.
I think I need my own category. I'm not sure what it would be, but just make it 41 and have me and a couple of other guys like me in there.
Well, that's the thing. It's, you know, even at age groups like Tim's, I won't say what it is, although you say it all the time on air. You just turned 60.
Yeah.
You would think that they get easier, but they don't. It's almost like they get harder. And you're in there with these people that, I mean, even for you, Dave, I know your age group is it's not a... it's not a slam dunk that you're going to get first place every time.
Well, I never do, because there's a guy in my age group that's one of the fastest skiers of his age anywhere. I mean, he's just an amazingly strong, lean guy who's been skiing for years and years.
So you say that sometimes in these races you get three generations, and I think that's probably happened with the Hanscom family.
It has.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandkids, my oldest is going to go to college next year. So we've had three generations for a long time.
Yeah, skiing those races.
And Dave, I just have to put you on the spot a little bit, because every year I wonder, you've been race director for quite a while now, as Lynn pointed out, and there's sort of been a little bit of a murmur about how you feel like your race directorship may be at the end of its phase, if you could find somebody to step in and fill the role.
Yeah,
I mean, I've heard that from time
I've
to time, but you seem to have settled in now. I mean, what's the status?
Well, my situation has changed, and, you know, I had a lot of ambitions for doing stuff around the country when I first retired, but that's kind of changed. My wife's situation is change that, and so I'm pretty much in Park City, and so I've told the Tuna board that I'll just keep doing it as long as I'm healthy enough to do it, and you know, my life situation doesn't change too much.
Yeah, well, that's great. We're thankful for that, because I like the Wasatch Citizen Series just how it's been done. So.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Okay, so this coming weekend, Saturday, registration starts at what time?
Right, so Saturday is the relay, and we will register at White Pine in the lobby outside the ski shop over at the golf course between 8:30 and 9:30. If you can put a team together of three people, one of whom skis classic, great. If you can't, come on over anyway, and we'll figure out, you know, we'll get some other people to go on a team with you.
It's always easy. I've always shown up just that morning and gotten put on a team. This year I have my team.
Yeah. All right. And then the following week is the Wasatch Citizen Series. And again, registration 8:30 to 9:30, but you can register online. You can buy a season pass online on the Tuna website, which is the Utah Nordic Alliance. No, I'm sorry.
It's
UtahNordic.com.
Yes. UtahNordic.com. You can always Google Wasatch Citizen Series.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's within the Tuna website, which
Correct.
Is the Utah Nordic Alliance website.
Right.
A great sport, lots of great people, encouraging everyone to come out on Saturday.
Yeah, should be fun.
Well, all
this
right.
Could be
Love
the
year.
Snow.
This could be the year for me to do a few races other than the relay, because, Dave, I have to show you, but I got my speed haircut. And you don't know what my hair looked like, but this is a very fast-looking haircut.
Okay.
So I'm thinking I might have to sign up for a race or
we
two.
We need to put you on the KPCW website so people know.
What
they
the
can't
race.
Appreciate that over the air, I'm sure.
That's right. Dave Hanscom, always great to have you in for your annual preview. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you bet. It's a pleasure. Come on out and ski.
Will do.